Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Paraffair today. As we come in, as we get excited about some things that are on our mind and just looking around and trying to figure out, and it's always trying to figure out what's the next steps and what you're doing. I just recently just read this quote, and it just made a lot of sense in a lot of ways of about some things that you should be doing, and it just put things in perspective. And sometimes as we're going, you know, along our journey here, we do things and we think we're doing the right way, but we're not. And the quote is, change the tactics, never the end goal. Now, tactics are, change the tactics, not the end goal. You're still going to have your goal out there. You're still going to be going after your goals. You're still going to be doing things, but you're going to change it up a little bit. You can change your tactics up. You can change how you're doing things. You can change how you're paying things. You're changing how maybe where you go to work or maybe where you park at work. You're not going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. A lot of times I see people all the time, including myself, we get into that rut. We get into that situation where we're doing the same thing and we're trying to reach our goal, but we're not reaching it. We're not reaching it because we're just doing the same thing. And it's maybe at one time it was working, but you got to try something different. Maybe you got to try something different the next time. A lot of us want to continue doing the same thing over and over again, and it's not working. We all watched, sports, and for the most part, we watch sports, and usually there's a first half, there's a second half. In hockey, there's one period, two periods, three periods. But usually you have a few periods, and you get to take a break. A lot of times as I was watching a game this weekend, I was watching and I noticed on the clock, it had like 12 minutes, 13 minutes, what the halftime was going to be. And I was wondering to myself, I said, what are they going to do with those 12 to 13 minutes? Are they going to go in there and talk about what went well the first half? Are they going to change some things up? Or are they going to just say, you know what, in the second half, we can continue doing the same thing. If it's working, let's continue doing it. I noticed the good coaches who are always just making adjustments to get better. And I think a lot of times as I watch these games, and it's always intriguing how the first half you'll see one team doing something and you're like, wow, whatever they did, whatever talk the coach gave to them, they just changed up some things. They realized that person, we're not going to do that to us the second half. We always see people who make a lot of growth maybe the first year. And then the second year, people kind of figure you out. People kind of figure out and say, okay, well, you need to start doing this and this and this and this. And you're like, I don't know if I can do that or not. It's been working this way. I want to continue running the same plays. I want to continue doing the same thing. And you're still expecting the end goal to be there, but it's not. The end goal, it's going to take a little bit different tactic to get to that end goal. As I'm in the midst of getting to some goals and getting through some things, I realized I got to change up some of my tactics. This year, as I, start setting more goals and setting higher goals, I got to make sure that whatever I used last time, it was working, but I got to use something different. I got to use something a lot different. I noticed the business my family owns, it's a go, go, go. Every day it's a go, go, go. We get it every now and then. We get the chance to shut it down once or twice a year. But for the most part, people show up, do what they need to do, and we just keep going. But I realize I have to change up some things in the business so that we get more and more people to come and try us out. What was working in the past before, it's getting kind of frustrating. Well, I mean, it's just like the technology has changed. The technology and people's mindsets have changed a little bit more. I noticed we were at one time, we weren't accepting credit cards. It was just, here's some money and and go from there. Now we seem to be accepting, you know, credit cards. We seem also we have apps now. We have different apps. People can come in, use their have their app, show us the app, and they pay us that way. So it's changing. We're changing our tactics. Now, when we first started this process, when we first started changing some things, you're going to get some pushback. You're going to get some pushback for some people saying, no. I don't really want to do it that way. I really don't want to do it that way. The other way was working fine. I'm not used to that, because we all get into our little ruts. We get into our ruts and we think that this is the way it should be. Why are you trying? This, you're messing up a good thing. And I see some people who year in and year out, they're trying to keep that same tactic, same things they did in 30 years ago. They want to keep it the same. Because some people are afraid. Be honest with you, some people are afraid to change. Some people are afraid, maybe, you know, like I have to tell myself sometimes as I go to work or as I come to work, it's okay to change for the better. Now, changing for the worse, it's a different story. Changing for the best, yeah, we can do that. I notice myself, I will get myself into a little habit where I go to work and I'll park in the same spot. I'll park in the same spot because it just feels comfortable. I know where my car is. I don't have to think about it. Now, sometimes I come in the parking lot and my spot is taken. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? How dare they take my parking spot? It's gonna mess up my whole day. It's just a parking spot. It's just a spot in the parking lot. You park your car. It's nothing really magical about it. It's just a parking spot. You still got to go in. You still got to work that day. It's just a place you park your car. And I have to take the emotion out of it. A lot of times, that's what happens. A lot of times with us, we got to take the emotion out of a lot of things that we're doing. We take it all personal. We think it's like, oh my gosh, they're trying to change us the way we are. And I noticed that at my job, they changed where I used to work, and they changed to a different building and whatnot. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, aren't you upset about moving to this another building and all this other stuff? I said, hey, this is their company. They can do whatever they want to. I don't decide anything here. I just work here, come in, do what I need to do, get back in my car and go home. They go, I wish it was that easy. You just go in and do what you have to do. And I say, it is that easy. It is easy. So you got to change your tactics. You can't take every time something happens to you, like it's like an act of Congress or something. It's like the world's coming to an end. I think a lot of times we do that. We do that with a lot of things that we do. We see things. We concentrate on certain things and we think, I can't change the way we are. I was having this discussion with my wife and my son about upcoming sports events and upcoming things we're registering him for. And we, you know, he plays his baseball, basketball, and football, and piano, and all this other stuff. And I said, it's real simple. He has to, you know, we have to change the way we're thinking about what he's doing. We have to figure out what his weakness is and change how he is going to, you know, do a little bit better. But a lot of us don't want to do that. A lot of us want to sit around and play the doom and gloom game and complain how bad things are. Why do we do that? It's easy. It's easy to sit around and complain about how bad things are. It's easy to get somebody to come along with us on the ride and say, yeah, it is bad out there. Yeah, don't change anything. They're trying to hold you down. They're trying to do this and they're trying to do that. You're always going to get a few people who don't want to change. And it's hard. To be honest with you, sometimes I don't want to change some things. I know just recently, we always get these upgrades on your computers, your phones. And one of the phone that I have, I charge it up at night, so it's ready to go. I charge it up, it's ready to go. And then I realized the day before, they said, hey, we're sending you an update. I said, like, whatever. I just, all right, I got to charge my phone up. So start charging my phone up. And then next day I know it, some things were just turned around. Some things were a little bit different. I said, wait a minute. I just want you to fix the security on this thing. I really don't need you messing with moving some stuff around. So where my eyes were used to going in certain areas, they had to change a little bit. I had to change my eyes a little bit. I had to change where the location of a few things were. Why? That's just how it is. That's just how it is. Things aren't always going to be the way you want them to be on certain times and certain areas of your life. You have to deal with it, move on, and keep walking. Why do you say just keep walking? I want to, you know, write a letter and go to a forum and talk about how bad it is. You can do that. But they've already decided. They've already decided this is how it's going to be for now. Now, you're going to have opportunity to, you know, eventually you're going to have to upgrade it. Or your phone is not going to work or your computer is not going to work. What are you going to decide to do? Because they're the company in charge of stuff. Well, that's not fair. They shouldn't do that to people. Well, they are. They are doing that to people. You don't like it, you know, get another company that you trust. I know, but I've been loyal to them for 10, 15 years. I can't believe they're going to try to change up things. Well, they are. It's a new tactic. Maybe what they're doing, you can't see down the road what the company wants to do. You know, I kind of think that's kind of cool how it's, let me say, I don't know if it's cool or not, but how they're always trying to evolve. They can't, you know, they don't want to stay stagnant, have the same thing, year after year. They want to try to push new things out there, but we don't see that. We don't see where they're going. You know, we kind of get a glimpse of what they're doing, but we don't really know. I don't really know. You don't really know. But it's okay to change your tactics as you go through life. I know some people and myself will go to the same little grocery store year after year because we're just loyal to it. We know where everything is. Yesterday, my wife and I, we got a chance to go, you know, go shopping and whatnot. Our son was with his aunt. We just, you know, and we just got a chance to hang out. So we went to this place. And it was interesting. And I mentioned to her, I said, this is a different kind of grocery store, isn't it? She goes, oh yeah, it's different. I said, they have a different target audience than, you know, this grocery store by our house. She goes, oh yeah, this is a lot different. This is a high-end grocery store. I said, well, the people who live around here on the boats and whatever, they may have a little bit more money. You know, people, they assume that people who live close to the water, they have more money. I don't know. Everyone's different. As you continue to push yourself and as you think about some things that are going on for you, you got to change your tactics. So as we perused around, you know, the grocery store and found a few things that we wanted, we realized out back they had this little area where you can just sit and watch the water. But from the front, you really can't see it. We've been going there for years and years, going to the movies and going to different places. But behind it, there's this beautiful, just little walkway, and you get to hang out and you get to just take pictures and stuff. No one was back there. I'm not saying it was private or anything. It was just a nice little place to hang out and have a cup of coffee and you know, watch the squirrels run around. But sometimes we just go and get what we need to get and get back out. I said, let's change it up a little bit. Let's see what's back here. Let's explore a little bit. And that's another thing we have to understand. It's okay to explore and dabble and try to do things a different way. I know myself, sometimes I like it 1, 2, 3, and then 4, I'm done. 1, 2, 3, 4 steps, and let's get out of here. Some things are going to take that 1, 2, 3, 4, and move on. But here's a trick, too. Sometimes that 1, 2, 3, 4, you may have to change some things as you go 1, 2, 3, 4. Why do you say change things? I'm just saying you may do number two. You may do number two a little bit different than you did the other two. You may do number three the other way. I was giving my sister-in-law a hard time the other day. And well, not giving her a hard time. I was just messing with her. She's making these cookies and stuff, these sugar cookies. And I was just, she's like, I said, why don't you just get it, you know, get it out the tube? You know, why are you, you know, just get it out the tube and move on with your life. Why are you trying to do all this, make it from scratch and stuff? And she's like, oh, just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. And I said, okay, all right. Let's just change your tactics. I said, she's just changing her tactics, how she wants to try something different. I said, well, you know, I'm just messing with her. You don't have to pull out all these bowls and do this and have that. She's like, I know, but I want to try it this way. And the cookies came out fine, just like the ones that I already got out the tube. But some people like to change up things. They like to change up things and push things to another way. Are you one of those type of people who like to push things? Some people, like they said, morning, evening, I'm sorry, morning, noontime, and dinner, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, they have to eat it at a certain time. They are very, just have to do things one thing at a time. They can't, if they can't throw off their pattern of the day, they throw the pattern off, they get upset. This is another reason why some people, to be honest with you, they don't go on vacations. Because they don't know how to relax. They don't know how to get out of that schedule. They don't know how to get out of changing up some things for a few days. For me, vacations, it's all about exploring. It's all about doing things that you normally don't get to do. So for those 2 weeks or week, whatever you're doing, you're just out having a good time. I'm not saying, you know, go crazy or nothing like that. But you're just out. You're just out having fun, exploring. I know one of my friends, she went down to Costa Rica. And she knows the land very well. And I said, what are you going to do? She says, we're going to do this. We're going hang gliding. We're going to ride ATVs. We're going to do a little cliff diving. I said, wow, look at you. She goes, oh, yeah, we don't do this all the time. We're going to try this stuff. It's okay. So that's what they did. They're doing things that you normally don't do. They're changing up things. They're changing how they are doing things. They're not just sitting around the house and saying, yeah, this is great to be off. Every day they're trying something new. I know my wife, she has these routines that she likes to do. I have certain routines I like to do. But every now and then, we change them up. We don't just do the same things day after day. Because it gets kind of boring. It gets kind of stale. What do you mean it gets boring? Yeah, it gets boring because we experienced it before. I noticed we just recently, my son and I, we go to this favorite beach. We go to this favorite beach that we like to go to. And I told myself, it's a nice spot. It's very easy. My son can just sit there and play in the sand. He can do certain things. I said, but we can't just continue going here. We got to see what the other part of the beach is. We got to see what other part of the beach we like to explore. We like to see. And so it doesn't take too much effort to get here. Because what happens is, well, a lot of times that's what happens to us. Well, it'll lull you to sleep. What I mean by that is sometimes things are really easy to obtain. Very easy to obtain. And we'll get into that habit of like, okay, this is easy. Let's just continue doing the easy things. When you're changing your tactics, sometimes it's going to be rough. You know, as I change some of my tactics, as I do with the podcast and I'm online and interacting with people and telling them great job and talking to people, interacting with people all across the world, changing up some tactics. You're not just on there to push the like button and post stuff. You're on there to interact with people. You're on there to get along with people and network with people. Use it as a networking tool. Once you start learning how to navigate yourself around a lot of the social media, change the way you're doing things, you're going to grow. Because we all hit that plateau. We all hit that plateau where we stop growing. Why do we stop doing? Because we stop doing certain things. We start doing the same thing over and over again. To be honest with you, as I look at my social media, I'm very comfortable just posting my little quotes and stuff and posting some things out there. And that's great. People are like, oh, that's good. But I know to some people, they like when I do the videos. There's some people who like when I take pictures of certain places I'm going or certain athletes who are saying certain things. You can't just be, like they said, that one trick pony. Just there's that one little trick and you're happy with that. You got to figure it out. Last night I was looking, and I got our production company. It's a little bit different. I am trying to get into the how to do videos, how to produce things, how to shoot videos, how to, you know, just like the video I'm going to shoot in the next couple of days. It's about how to, you know, use Siri in your car, with your CarPlay, Siri and CarPlay, how to put them together, how to use them together, and just try to understand all this technology we have around us. I always tell myself, there's always someone who has that video out already. And that's the first thing that I always tell myself is, don't defeat yourself before you start even, you know, making a video. So last night, I have a certain way that I like to shoot my videos. There's certain things I like to do. But there's other people, and as I was watching these people who are doing it, I said, oh, they have it mapped out. They have certain shots they take. Okay. They're not just rolling the camera and just, you know, I said, they do it in pieces. I said, you don't do yours in pieces. You just roll the camera and start talking and you're comfortable with that. I said, oh, they're taking certain shots. They're doing transitions. They have certain sound effects going on. I said, you can do all that stuff. They're no better than what you're doing. You have all the same equipment they have. And I have to ask myself, they got to change it. You know, it's a reason why they have more videos out than you do. Because they change your tactics. Maybe the way that you were doing it, it worked for a while. But I said, also, I think the biggest problem that I have with changing tactics, and as people are changing the way they're doing certain things, the reason why it's hard for a lot of people, because you got to retrain your brain. Your brain gets used to doing the same thing, and it doesn't really like a little change. It doesn't like the way that certain things are doing. They, you know, some people are really superstitious. You know, I played baseball for a lot of years, and sometimes we would go to practice, and if, you know, I got to put my socks up a certain way, I got to put my gloves a certain way, put my gloves in a certain pocket, and I'm like, I'm more concerned about where my gloves are and my pants, and then instead of worried about my footwork, my technique, the swinging of the bat, my arm angle. I said, those are the things I need to worry. Those are the things that I need to worry about. All this little extra stuff, it doesn't matter. If my arm angle is bad and I don't plant my foot the right way, I don't have my hand where I should be to catch the ball, it doesn't matter. I could be out there in my pajamas. But if my technique is good, that's what it comes down to, is learning that technique. And to be honest with you, learning a lot of these techniques, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. But they just modify certain things. They just modify how you do certain things. Are you willing to modify how you do certain things to get yourself better? Or you just want to, you know, like they say, you know, that old story about the, you know, there's this guy fishing across the bay or whatever he was fishing. And he kept catching these fish. Kept catching these fish. And everyone's looking, saying, well, he put his arm out. And then he's like, threw it back in the water. And he caught this nice big fish. And he looked at it, put it against his arm, threw it out. Did it about 4 or 5 times. But you realize no one else is out there catching fish. He's the only one out there catching fish. And then one guy said, let me go over and ask this guy, what's going on with him? He says, hey, what are you doing? Why do you keep throwing the fish back? He said, I see you kept one or two. He said, it's real simple. My frying pan. The other fish are too big for my frying pan. I can't handle that. So I only kept the fish that are, you know, able to put in my frying pan. That seems to be the problem with a lot of people. The frying pan's too small. Or you don't want to go out and buy that new frying pan because you got to deal with it. You got to put more oil in it. Well, you can't walk around with that little 9-inch frying pan and you're built for 15, 20-inch frying pans. You know, a lot of us are built for more, but we just want to settle because we're comfortable using that same frying pan that generations after generations after generations have used, made great meals with, did it a certain way, did it, bought a house, got a job, did it that way, instead of making it happen for you. That's where you got to change your tactics. Now, like I said, it may be working for you. A lot of ways may be working for you. You say, I don't want to change anything. That's what it's all about, setting new goals and setting new things that you want to do. I'm not saying abandon everything, but have some more goals. Look around you. What are you going to do different than you did last year? Well, everything's working this year. Why would I change anything? Well, you know, change it up a little bit. See where it takes you. Well, you know, everything's good. I don't want to rock the boat. There's some situations, to be honest with you, you can't rock the boat. To be honest with you, there's certain jobs, certain things that you're going to be doing. It's okay to go in there and just row the boat. I tell people all the time, just row the boat and just keep moving. There's other places where you get a little bit more, you know, voice in what's going on around you. You can rock the boat a little bit. But if you know you go in there and you rock the boat and it's just going to be detriment to your job and detriment to what you're doing, it's not worth it. It really is not worth it. But you got to understand, it's okay to change the tactics. It's okay to, I noticed when in high school, and you know, our parents are just protective and loving, and we, as parents, we always tell our children, don't go past a certain street. Come in when the lights come on. We have all these little stipulations. Don't talk to those people over there because they're not like you, or they don't like you, and all this other stuff. And it's, you know, we're just protective. We're just protective in certain ways with certain people. As I look back, and I think they were just doing what they thought was best for us at the time. But now that I go out sometimes, yesterday, as I could say, we were out with my wife, and she just, I don't know what she thinks. I think she thinks I'm crazy or something. But I go up there and I just, you know, hey, how you doing? And talk to people, not being overly obnoxious, and just, hey, how are you? Not trying to carry the conversation. So this one lady, she was walking her son across the sidewalk, and he was, you know, taking his time. You could see the cars were coming, you know, trying to come. And I said, I went out, you know, my wife and I were going the same way. And I said, oh yeah, he's a little distracted. She goes, he's a little distracted with his little toy in his hand. I said, we all get distracted. It's okay. He's being creative. He's intrigued in what he's doing. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody's like, I'm hurt, honking the horn, and oh my gosh. I said, it's okay. It's okay to change it up every now and then. You don't have to rush across the street. Well, unless you live in New York City or somewhere, but that's different. But it's okay to change up things and try to think another way. And last, before I get out, as I read that quote, and I saw something yesterday, I don't know how to quote this. I said, it's amazing how some people will give 100% to make somebody else reach their goals in life and give 10% or 15% of their energy to reach their own goals. I was like, whoa. I said, that's deep there. We all fall into that rut of working hard for someone. But it's time to work for us. It's a little bit different. You can change. I can change. The things that we're doing with the podcast, we're changing some things up. Yesterday, as I was looking around, I'm looking at people's podcasts. I go, what is this? And so I said, oh, can we try this too? And immediately I gained more followers. Immediately I gained more, how do you say, more people were intrigued to follow me on different things that I'm doing on the Instagram, on the Facebook, or on the Apple Podcasts, on the Spotify. They're more willing because the show is easier to find. They didn't have to struggle and click all these buttons. I realized people don't want to click all these buttons. They said it shows on Apple Podcasts, whatever. They just want to click on the link. It takes them right there to it. They don't want to make two or three or four different steps. So as I change the way I'm doing some things, as you change the way you're doing some things, continue pushing yourself to greatness. Continue. Make those subtle changes. And you know, you don't have to go tell 15,000 people, hey, I'm changing the way I'm doing things. Just do you. and you should be fine. So thanks again for joining us on the Parafair podcast. Make sure you share the podcast with someone that you know. Make sure that, you know, you follow us on the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, and continue pushing yourself down the road. And we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.